Greening infection throughout Florida's citrus groves has made bicarbonate levels an issue of concern to researchers and citrus growers. University of Florida researcher Kelly Morgan sums up some suggestions he offered about dealing with bicarbonates at the recent Florida Citrus Growers Institute in Avon Park.
Well, going back in the literature all the way back into the 1940s, we found notations that blocks out west in California and Arizona, the soils had high bicarbonates, and they expected it to be a large problem on the production of citrus, but they didn't see any detrimental effects on yields. So it was not perceived as being a problem until greening came into the state. Now we see that, yes, it is very much a problem.
And what can we do to mitigate that problem?
Well, you have to reduce the number of bicarbonates or the amount of bicarbonates in the irrigation water or in the soil itself, perhaps both. We have some studies going in the ground right now that we're looking at acid injection to lower the irrigation water from the mid and upper sevens down to between 6 and 4 pH. We want to see how low we can take that pH and not affect the tree adversely. So we want to cover that area. We are also applying sulfur to the soil, which is another way of reducing the pH in the soil, which will remove the carbonate as a problem. And that really is the basis of the entire problem. Is if you're putting carbonates out at high pH in your irrigation water and they're allowed to accumulate in the soil, which we have done over the last few decades, keeping the pH high above 7 is detrimental to the tree with HLB. If you can reduce that pH down below 6.5 and preferably down to about 5, then you can actually bring back those trees. The one caution is copper. Because of canker or because of fresh fruit, if you've applied a large amount of copper, you're going to have a lot of copper in the soil. Lowering the pH makes that more available, and you can run the risk of copper toxicity. But we're advising growers to repeatedly sample their soils when they're on these treatments to make sure that they don't get into trouble.
That's all my questions. Anything else?
Well, as I mentioned, we have some funding from CRDF. We're getting the programs in the ground or projects in the ground. We're going to do young trees as well as mature trees in a number of locations, replicated studies. So we're going to try to cover the whole waterfront and get some good information, good guidelines to the growers in the next year or two. We're also looking at irrigation. Irrigation seems to be key to taking care of these HLB-affected trees. There's water stress that's associated with the loss of roots, and you have to irrigate more often. I mean, we have some studies in the ground, been there for a couple of years, and that's very much key to dealing with the disease.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.